coming up in the season 1 finale, Zach and I are going to take a look at all the rumors circulating about the possible Windows 11 launch later this week. We'll also take a look at how the podcast has progressed throughout this first season, and we'll take a look at some of the funniest bloopers so far. There's a lot coming up in this season 1 finale. Welcome to this last episode of season 1 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. Charlie Jacobs here with Zach Bouchard live from our Zachnology headquarters in Chicago. So thanks for joining us. Before we get into the bloopers and the final wrap-up, we're going to talk about some news. No, it's not a tech news update, but there's a lot of rumors circulating about Windows 11. So Zach, give us the basics.
Right, so Windows, a little less than a month ago, Microsoft actually announced that there would be a big event on June 24th where they would be announcing a huge update to Windows, codenamed Sun Valley. And now there's a lot of speculation that this isn't just going to be another update to Windows 10, but actually the release of a new operating system, Windows 11.
Right, and there's been no official, Windows has never officially said that Windows that will be named Windows 11, but there have been a lot of Easter eggs. One example was Windows recently posted a photo that had the Windows logo, and it appeared to be sunshine coming through the window, and the shadow on the ground was in the shape of an 11. So
yeah,
some tech experts are thinking that's an Easter egg, and some people are just saying it's just random.
And there's a couple others. One of them is Microsoft. When they announced the June 24th event, they said it was going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So there's another possible hint. And then the other one that I find the most obvious is Microsoft posted a video on their YouTube channel. They marked it as unlisted, but the caption said something along the lines of, "Too excited for the June 24th event. Take a walk down memory lane with this video of all the Windows startup sounds slowed down to 4,000%. Now, the video of all these Windows startup sounds, it's like it includes like Windows 95, XP, Vista 7, is actually exactly 11 minutes long. So that's another possible hint at a new operating system.
Right. So people like Zach who really want this operating system or, you know, excited and hoping that these are true Easter eggs, while some people like me are saying, well, you know, it's always 11 a.m. somewhere, so maybe that's so maybe that's irrelevant.
Right.
But so Zach, I think the one of the most ironic parts is that in 2015 Microsoft actually said that Windows 10 was going to be the final version of Windows, in that they, you know, the next version could be called Windows 10.5 or something like that. So do you think that it will be branded as a Windows 10, or do you think they're going to go against what they said, you know, 6 years ago, and do you think they're going to move on from the number 10?
When they originally announced that there would be no Windows 11, their theory was that they would just keep building upon Windows 10 with new Windows 10 updates, but they weren't actually going to release a full operating system. But 2015 was also originally when they announced Windows 10. And they didn't really know how users were going to react to it. And I think, especially in 6 years, a lot can change. So my theory is that they are going to release a Windows 11, particularly because of Windows 10's image. I do think Windows 10 is known to be buggy. Many users...
I can agree with that for sure.
Many users definitely have performance issues. We all get those not responding titles. So Windows, let's face it, Windows 10 is very buggy. It can be slow sometimes. And so I think Microsoft really wants to give Windows like a refresh. And by releasing just a new, by releasing just an update to Windows 10, for users, it doesn't really change anything. But if they release something that's called Windows 11,
that might really resonate.
It comes across as, it comes across as something new, updated,
really
modern,
innovative.
Exactly.
So The Verge is a well-known, reliable tech source, and they have said that they believe that it will most likely be called Windows 11. So it's not just the theory people like Zach. We have some reliable sources that are pointing to the name being Windows 11.
Right. Now, you're probably wondering what will be new in this update.
Right, because that's more important than the name.
So there has been a leaked version of a possible Windows 11 online. It's not officially from Microsoft, but it does look pretty similar to what many people envisioned Windows 11 could look like if it was ever released. So, what's changing? We think that the leaked version is going to be pretty similar to the final release. However, the leaked version probably doesn't include all the user interface changes. So just keep in mind that this probably isn't going to be exactly what it looks like. So now, in the leaked version, we saw that the taskbar is probably the most notable change. If you use Windows 10 or you're familiar with it, you probably know that the taskbar is all the way aligned to the left of the screen down at the bottom. On Windows 11, the taskbar will be defaulted to
the center.
Well,
we don't know that. That's what we think. Right. That's the rumors at this point.
In the leaked version, the taskbar is in the center, and all the icons are pretty much perfectly centered in the taskbar, and you still have the start menu. The start menu is also in, the button for the start menu is in the center, and the start menu itself is also centered. So everything's pushed towards the middle to give it a kind of a cleaner look, too, and also to compete with Google's Chromebooks.
Right, so let's get into that quickly. Do you think that one of the main reasons for the so-called Windows 11 is to compete not only with the desktop world, but with the mobile world as well? Do you think that's a motivation for this?
I think that's definitely possible because Windows 10 is also definitely starting to get outdated. You know, it lacks a lot of consistency because some of the apps, such as the Settings app, are pretty new. They're updated and they have a more modern looking user interface. However, there's also the Control Panel app, which is basically the same as Settings. That's another thing I don't like is that there's like two Settings apps, which is weird. But the Control Panel app kind of has like that Windows 7 feel to it. Now, I loved Windows 7, but they really need to have more consistency in the user interface. And this is something that other operating systems such as Android or Chromebooks have been pretty good about, but Windows hasn't really been able to keep up with this. So I think with Windows 11, I'm hoping we see a lot more consistency in the user interface. And this could include a possible update to the Windows Explorer, or the File Explorer, some people call it, which is something I'm definitely hoping for.
Hopefully they update Internet Explorer as well.
They're actually getting rid of Internet Explorer within the next few months.
That's desperately needed.
Yeah, it is. It has a ton of security issues. So I think you're definitely the main focus of Windows 11 is definitely going to be more modern, updated user interface. You're going to see a new start menu. You're going to see more rounded corners. Some buttons are going to be bigger. But overall, just more modern looking and to compete with other operating systems, especially such as Android, iOS, or Chromebooks that do have a consistent UI and that sometimes are actually a lot better than Windows. I mean, you probably noticed that the newer smartphones are not as glitchy as your desktop or a lot faster than desktops. That's particularly because the mobile operating systems get updated a lot more than these desktop operating systems do.
So on a slightly different note, for those of you, you know, tech experts, you may know that the concept about Windows 10X.
Right.
So Windows has officially said as of late May that Windows 10X has officially been canceled, or postponed at least. So this is another sign that they're moving completely away from Windows 10. This was a concept. It was supposed to work with sort of new devices such as multi-screen devices, and it was supposed to work on some mobile devices as well, I believe. And Windows has officially said, Microsoft said that they're not going to do this. So this is some people are now speculating that Windows 11 might actually work on some mobile devices
That's what people are thinking. They're thinking that Microsoft is going to take some of the elements that were originally announced for Windows 10X and then incorporate them into Windows 11. So that Windows 11 is one operating system that includes Windows 10 and 10X kind of all in one. And we also saw that centered taskbar on Windows 10X, which is another reason why people think it could be appearing right on this new update.
So they're definitely taking inspiration from that. So I think that wraps up the first segment of this season one finale. We're going to have the last voice message of this season. And of course, visit our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, or download the Quick Record app to send them in. And then after that, the final words from this season. Thank you.
As always, I enjoy the broadcast. Can't wait to listen to the last one of season one. I'm looking forward to hearing about those bloopers. Have a great day.
Well, for the last time, welcome back to the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. In partnership with 1730-12 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So I'm back here with Zach from
Zachnology Headquarters in downtown Chicago,
which is definitely a real place. So, we're going to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, since the bloopers are coming up, we're just going to go with the bloopers instead of re-recording this first segment. So we're going to take a look at bloopers, best moments from season one. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. And then after that, we'll come back for some final farewell of season one, along with a special announcement about if and when there will be a season two. So enjoy.
There will be a season two. It's just when it's going to happen.
It's going to keep cliffhanger. All right. Enjoy the bloopers.
Welcome to the second. Okay, restart.
And I guess a maximum of 250 gigabytes if all the messages have it. 25 megabyte attachment. So it's a little weird if it's a little weird for the mailbox size. So moving on to the next. All right, you know what? Let's just start over. It's terrible.
I know. Please.
So Charlie is going to be talking a lot in this section. I'll start over.
You can visit Zachnology.com for Zachnology information or to set up a free in-home consultation. Actually, it's probably not free. Oops. Welcome back to Tech News Update. Now we have that.
You know, use their PR and try to make it sound like it's not happening. But I think there have been studies. Ugh, dang it. It makes no sense. Can you just cut it?
Yeah, and my mom's coming down the stairs now, so.
Thank you for listening to episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast in partnership with. Knocked the thing over. Oh my god. Hello, Tech Review fans. All right, welcome to TR5. I know absolutely nothing about 5G, but we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Can I exit a sound trap?
Yeah, you can exit.
Welcome to Zachnology Tech Reviews in 5, or TR5, our brand new podcast. Sorry, he's screaming. What? Well, a huge thank you to both of the loyal listeners who submitted a voice message. Remember, you can head to our website, tech-reviews.com. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It makes it sound. It sounds like we only have two listeners.
We don't have much more than that. Thank you to the loyal listeners who submitted voice messages for the podcast. As always, you can head to our website. Well, thank you to the loyal listeners who submitted their voice messages to the podcast. Okay. You know, guys, if you listen to this, we've taken this about 18 takes, and I keep laughing, so we're just going to put this into the podcast. So thank you to people who submitted voice messages. As always, you can head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, or you'll be able to visit our new Zachnology Tech Reviews app, which is currently in beta testing and should be out soon for iPhone and Android. Not iPhone.
Should we just restart?
Oh, that was good.
Well, thank you to the loyal listeners who submitted a voice message. We appreciate it. You can visit our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, or you can visit our Zachnology app, which is coming soon to Android and hopefully iOS. By the way, we apologize for the laughing, but we've taken about 15 takes of this part, so we're just going to let it go. So, now the next pastor manager we're going to be reviewing is LastPass. Okay, so LastPass has a free plan starting March 16th. You can only use it on either desktop or mobile. there's a free plan that's unlimited. That's unlimited passwords. It has multi-factor authentication. Can you still hear me? I dropped the mic. the premium plan starts at $3 a month. There's no device limit. Other security features. Okay, I think we should restart.
Well, that was a look at some of the best bloopers and funny moments from throughout season one of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast in partnership with 173012 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So, Zach, that's it for season one.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's definitely been a long season, but we have released a lot of episodes. We've done TR5s. We did a tech news update. And we hope to continue all of this into season two. We'll continue the full episodes. We'll definitely do more TR5s because we know our listeners definitely enjoy listening to those. And then, of course, we'll continue the tech news updates that we just started doing.
Right. So, Zad Charlie Corporate, our producers there, have renewed us for a second season. So, we'll be back. We expect probably to return maybe July, August, somewhere in there for, you know, second season. We're going to have full episodes, TR5, tech news update, and all that good stuff. You know, make sure to, you know, you can keep in touch during the break, obviously, with our website, our very active forum. You can email Zach, you know, Zach, actually, I'm not going to say his email.
You can email us at info@tech-reviews.zachnology.com.
Good luck remembering that.
You can contact us through the chat bubble on our website.
Or considering almost everyone here knows us, you can just like text us or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I really do think that's it. So, you know, for Zach and then for all of us here at Zach Charlie Enterprises, thank you for tuning in.
We'll see you in season two.
That's it for season one, and make sure to join us in a couple months when we resume for season two. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
All contents of this podcast, copyright 2021 by Zacharlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zacharlie Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zacharlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.